a 160-year-old cottage that has been on the city's abandoned property list for a few years and suffered damage last fall after fire broke out inside, could become Cambridge's next heritage property. City staff are recommending 58 Ainslie Street S for designation under the Ontario Heritage Act. They say the property meets the criteria for designation as it holds cultural heritage value due to its historical, architectural, and contextual significance. The property has functioned as both a residential and commercial space, with evidence of business activity in the early 20th century. Not only is the building representative example of a Georgian vernacular cottage, it was also once owned by William Robinson, an early mayor of Galt. Other prominent historical figures linked to the former home include business owners and a doctor. In 1916, the Galt Lumber Company operated from the site. Staff say the property contributes to the historical streetscape of Ainslie Street South and remains one of the last surviving residential structures in its immediate area. It continues to be a distinctive and recognizable heritage feature in downtown Cambridge and retains architectural integrity, including a symmetrical three-bay facade, ashlar-cut granite front elevation, and rubblestone side and rear elevations. The Municipal Heritage Advisory Committee will discuss the recommendation this week, with the expectation council will be asked to support a notice to designate. There is no cost to property owners associated with designating a property in Cambridge. If the recommendation goes through, the owner of 58 Ainslie Street South will be able to apply for a designated heritage property grant to support the costs of maintaining the heritage attributes of the property.